Welcome to the third episode of Movement, a running podcast intended for all kinds of runners, from seasoned to beginners to fence-sitters to even those who don't yet run. I am Nandita Mathur in conversation with our in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan, who has been running for the last 31 years. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am.
So this week's theme is called Beginner's Blues. So in running, what do you mean by beginner blues?
So what happens is people who are new to running, soon enough, after all that excitement, they find it difficult to carry on running and difficult to get up in the morning. So how do they break it and get on with running again? On my Facebook page, I've got a few questions.
Yes, I actually see that there are a number of questions. So we will take them one by one. So the first question is from Lok Thapa, who's a runner. He's recently moved from Delhi to Mumbai, and he says that his toughest journey in running has been from his bed to the running ground. And what he means by this is that, you know, while exiting home, one shouldn't see the sofa in the living room. It's infectious, he says. So what are the tricks to address this?
Yes, of course, it's difficult, it's tricky. You know, this whole thing about the sofa thing, as you say, is even after decades of running, this will always be a challenge. So it's not only for the beginners only. So the way is to work around it is to have a reason to walk out of the door. So have some reason, really. It is different reasons that work for different people. So one of them that really, really works is having running buddies. So it helps for some to have peer pressure where you connect with others who will be waiting for you outside or who could give you a phone call. And that really gets you out there. So there's a little bit of a compulsion. Then the other one that really works is committing yourself to a race, so that you'll do in a few months or weeks. So you want to do it in good preparation for it. So you prepare well, and you have to go out there and do it. So these things work really well, actually.
The next question is from Prasad Reddy, who's from a running group in Chennai that's called Dream Runners, and he's asking how important is strength training in running. So he's actually said that nobody told him about this in his initial days of running, and the struggle for him was enormous. So can you talk a bit about strength training?
Yeah, so there's a reason we are going slow with advice here on picking up running. You first need to be fit enough to run before you run to be fit. People would think, because most people are running to get fit. I mean, are they even fit enough? Otherwise, injuries are just waiting to happen. So it's crucial. Mm-hmm. Just take it easy, get fit to run, and then get on with it. The second thing is, if running is your passion, your love, strength training is your mother-in-law. So the whole idea is to stay injury-free and to perform at your optimum levels in running. You'll need to keep strength training happy. So strength training is an important component then. And to sum it up, strength training is vital for running, something ignored by most runners, and hence they get hurt. They're not able to perform at the optimal levels.
Right. Hope that answers your question, Prasad Reddy. The next one is a friend called Dr. Anurag Mishra, who's a pioneer in psychobionics and a recent convert to what he likes to call the religion of running. And he's asking, why do we run? Why do we need to run?
Yeah, so Anurag is, as you said, he's a pioneer in psychobionics, and he's just picked up running himself. And he's actually answering this one. He says people run for all kind of reasons, from getting fit to staying fit, from wanting to prove themselves to proving a point to themselves to boasting about their runs on Facebook to their friends, hopefully, admiring likes from the opposite gender. And then he goes on to say whatever the reason that they claim to run for, essentially all runners like Forrest Gump are always running away from selves. So they have been, and with apologies to Star Trek, going where their self has never been. More about this in future podcasts on running and memories then.
Right. Okay, so the next section is about assignment for the week.
Yeah, so we start with running drills. So we're just taking it forwards from, jogging in the same spot or hopping in the same spot. So you stand tall like a puppet, jog or hop in tall in the same spot. So when I say tall, as if you're a puppet, okay? So you're being pulled up, holding imaginary poppers in both hands that can't break. So you're having a soft grip, basically. Now, this is very crucial because as people are running longer and longer, they tend to have very tight fists, and that affects the upper back, and then they land heavy. So it's very important to practice this. Now, do this for 5 minutes, 3 to 5 times a day, and this will help form muscle memory. So when you're out there running, naturally your running style will actually improve. Right. So you'll not have to force yourself to run better. The second one is the exercise. So it's the side bending exercise for the week. Here what you do is you have to be standing against the wall with your heels, your butt, and your upper back against the wall, and you're side bending to a side. So have left hand over your head, right hand goes and holds it, and you're then side bending to the opposite side, to the right side. Okay, and you feel a little stretch. This is important because your lungs are encased in a rib cage. which at the back has a spine and in the front has a breastbone or the sternum. So effectively, if you imagine, just think of those, it's like a bucket handle, actually. Because of poor posture, what's happening is you're actually compressing your lungs, okay? It's not able to breathe as much, so not enough air is going in. And that's the bare, you know, essential thing for running. Your lungs need to expand. So if you do this one stretch before you run, just side bend to your lefts and rights, that really helps. Then we come to the exercise of the week. It is side bending. So your lungs are encased in a ribcage, which at the back has spine and in the front has breastbone or sternum. So courtesy poor posture that almost all of us have, lungs don't have enough expansion space. That limits the amount of air that can go to the lungs.
Right.
So the whole idea is in this exercise that you stand with your heels, your butt and your back touching the wall. Now put your left hand over your head and hold the left elbow with your right hand. Okay, now gradually pull yourself to the right side. So you're effectively stretching the left side of your body. And now keep that stretch for a while. Take a long breath in, and while you're breathing out, go stretching further down to the right side. And do that 3-4 times actually, and then try to the other side. So the whole idea is you'll feel that good stretch and your lungs will start expanding a little bit more.
Right. So basically you have to do this for both sides, left and right.
Both sides, and I would say please 5-6 times a day if you can, and definitely before the run. And then for as far as the running bit goes, so last week we introduced people to a bit of running.
Right.
So today we'll push it a little bit more. Now the whole idea is let's get to the next level and get you a little bit more uncomfortable if it were. So start with an easy walk for 2 minutes. It'll work as a very good warm up. Then do brisk walk for 2 minutes. So you're kind of getting a little breathless doing it. And then slow jog for a minute. And then repeat the whole cycle again. And you do that, you know, 5-6 cycles of slow, easy walk for 2 minutes, brisk walk for 2 minutes, and then a slow jog for a minute.
About half an hour.
Half an hour-ish, yes.
Great. So the next section is the story of the week. So what story are you sharing this week with us?
Yeah, so this is about Archal Singh, who's pursuing her MBA in Boston right now. And she picked up her running when she moved to Bangalore 5 years back. She soon realized when she picked up running that she was fairly fast in distances between 5 and 25 kilometers and started representing a corporate for competitive racing. Running gave her meaning to her life. So she, you know, things were really working out for her. It gave her confidence to live on her own, get into a committed relationship with an actual person, as she said, and appreciate importance of work-life balance. She made loads of money and then went bankrupt, got into top business school, and in the process became a distance runner. Now, initially, she found strength training and recovery to be boring, so she would just run too much and just not do any strength training. And after the initial success, she realized that she was running a lot but not getting any better. So as a matter of fact, after a few months of being on a high, she got injured and couldn't even bend her knee. So both of her knees were actually very painful for her. And then early last year, she took out time to strength train. And after 8 months, she ran 48 kilometers. So the longest she had ever run while doing her MBA in Boston. And the rest, as I say, is history. So she's doing brilliant now in running as well as work.
Wow, that's a motivational story. Great. So we wrap up the last section with event of the week.
Yeah, so we stick with our thing about the moon movement, if it were, you know. So same story about, you know, man landed first time on the moon 47 years ago.
Right.
This was on the 21st of July. So that's the plan, that we are just helping people. For the last 3 weeks, we've been telling people to move for 30 minutes. So each of us do that little bit. So 4.7 kilometers in that half an hour. And if 10 of us get together, it's 47 kilometers. So from whether you're studying in a school or a college or you're working in a corporate, as a team of 10, 15, 20, let's do 47 kilometers on 21st of July.
Great. So if you decide to take on the challenge and complete the 47 kilometers, however you may wish to, do share with us your experience at feedback@livemint.com, or you can follow us on our Mint Facebook page or our Twitter handle @livemint. See you next Friday.